Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the near corner. Amador trying to run it down. That's it! They blow for full time! They blow for full time! Atlanta United has pulled the greatest upset in the history of Major League Soccer! They have knocked out Messi! They have knocked out Miami! Atlanta United is going to the conference semifinals!
I think that pretty much encapsulates the feeling of a victory for Atlanta United. That was Mike Conte on the call along with Jason Longshore as Inter Miami, well, they fall to the Atlanta United 3-2 in an elimination game. And again, this is an Atlanta United team that no one thought they would be in this position. Lots of change throughout the season, firing their head coach, Gonzalo Pineda. And then their interim head coach, remind me again, Mike, please.
I'm Rob blanking Valentino. Out.
Thank you, Rob Valentino, who has now, I mean, I'm not going to say he should be the head coach or the manager, but I think it seems pretty clear to me, you coach a team through transition and then you lead them well into the postseason now, taking out a messy team in Inter Miami. Just give that man the job.
Yeah.
Well, they're the greatest regular season team in MLS history.
Yeah.
74 points.
They're not even close.
They have put together multiple players that were international stars on that team. They played dirty. They tried to they cheap shotted our goalie.
Yeah. That's true.
Which just irritates me to high hell the way they treated Guzan and was allowed to treat him.
Yeah. The referee didn't say anything to anybody else other than Guzan.
It is absolutely just blatant. And then they essentially gave them two corners after the stoppage time had blown.
Yep.
Everybody
in Atlanta
something.
Going, blow the freaking whistle!
Yeah, including Jason and Mike. And
Jason
and so,
was beside himself.
Yeah. How are they letting him do this?
Beside himself.
I was like, Jason, calm down. No,
yeah.
No, it was phenomenal.
It was great.
But, you know, that's my point earlier. An interim coach, you got rid of what
your
three best players, and then you didn't add a spot where you could have because, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And now you just beat the best team in MLS
Blow
regular season history.
The freaking whistle.
Thank you, Mike.
No, man, I'm with you. And I don't know if you guys caught it. Arthur Blank, Guzan walks Arthur Blank in the locker room afterwards. He's in attendance for the game and being able to watch Saturday night. I thought that was awesome. And Guzan was, look, Brad Guzan was elite during the series. I think Mike Conte tweeted it out. Brad only made 12 saves in the entire 2018 playoffs. In this series, this three-game series, 16 saves at a 76 save percentage was just unbelievable. Just unbelievable from all accounts. Also from Conte, five different players scoring goals in the series for Atlanta United and five different players having assists, which is insane. And I'm watching this game. I said it to you guys kind of in the crossover. I'm watching this game, and I'm having to watch it on an iPad because I'm around a lot of Bama fans on Saturday. And I just put the iPad down, and the entire time I'm just looking at the iPad. The Bama game is secondary to me at that point, and I'm going, go, go, go. And they're thinking, like, you know, Milroe's running or something, and I'm just screaming at the iPad. I think I made a couple of new Atlanta United fans on Saturday night, but nonetheless, when you pull back ahead, even though there's a flop in the box, just one of the more memorable nights I can think of. I was at Atlanta United's opening game at Georgia Tech, and I've been an Atlanta United fan since the beginning, just – the most memorable night other than the night they win the cup that I can think of as an Atlanta United fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.